Okay. So, yesterday and the day before, we've been discussing the issue of going into a church. And basically, with all the different things that we saw, like Rabbi pointed out, we saw there are three issues. One is the Isser Hanah of the building. That the building is also b'hanah if it's made to be mishamish avodah zarah, which Rabbi Berger was mistopic whether is that dafka if there's an idol there, or is it even if they're just praying without an idol. So, and that, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, to him is that's the most chomer digger thing, because that's mamash nisa daraisa, that it's also b'hanah. So when you go in, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, you come into the building, you're getting hanah. The fact when a person is indoors in a building, he's getting protected from the elements, he's etc. So that's one issue. The other issue, like Rabbi Bari pointed out, the two other separate issues. And that's the pasuk in Mishlei, Hachek me'aleh darchecha, that you have to be marchik from Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says the Shir of Dalar Amos, that you're not supposed to come within Dalar Amos of an Avodah Zarah. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. So that's some lower level Isser. And then the third thing is chashad, is that if you're going to go into a church, a base of Avodah Zarah, people are going to say that maybe you went to worship. You know, it's marasayin chashad type of halacha. So those are the three things that we've discussed. Oh, so several years ago, there was a whole stir in the discussion of when President Obama was elected, and he had his inauguration, and then the day after there's a thing in the church that they have for him, some prayer in the church, which he invites clergy of different faiths come and participate. And so there was, so he invited one rabbi to come, that was Rabbi Lukstein from KJ, from Ramaz, and he was invited to participate, which he did. And so that caused the whole stir, was that a proper thing or an improper thing for him to do? And there was a whole debate in one of these English things. Yeah, I don't usually Xerox English so much. It's not my language so much in terms of the Torah. But in this Chakira journal, and there was a give and take between Rabbi Michael Broyd and Rabbi Kenneth Hellman on this matter. So so I thought it was an interesting discussion on whether, in other words, the point being was, do we say that there's some type of toelis for the Jewish community that have somebody, you know, who could say, you know, you owe me one, I was at your thing, or do we say that that's not a heter, and that was what they have to go between those two people. So I want to just go through some of the makaris with you to discuss whether it was permissible or not. So there is this is a little bit off the track of the topic itself of the Isser Kenisa, but obviously the Yesodus that we built up have to know whether these three surim, is it possible to be matir b'makom tzorach? Namely, the three surim are the Isser Hanah of the building, the Isser in the Pasuk of Mishlei Hachek Me'alea Darchecha, and the Marasayin issue. So there's a famous Gemara in Bava Kamma and elsewhere about the concept of Karav L'Malchus. That if a person's Karav L'Malchus and he has to go to the Melech and be part of different ceremonies with the Melech, are there any Isurim that were matter to somebody who's Karav L'Malchus? That is the question. So the Gemara in Pei Gimel Amud Aleph in Bava Kamma says, "Kedetani hamesaper kumi." Whereas if you take a certain type of haircut that the goyim used to have, so if a Jew would take that type of haircut, harezim midarkei ha'amori. That's considered darkei ha'amori. But you've seen it, they have sometimes they shave off their head and then there's one ball of hair coming out, or something like that. So it's a very distinctive haircut. Not for yeshiva bachur, but it's a very distinctive haircut. So that is darkei emori, and we'll see. But pashas is that is a lav d'araisa of B'chukosem Lo Seilechu. Because if you take a look in the Rambam, on page 5, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, Rambam writes, Yisrael sheyak korav l'malchus v'tzorach leishev lifnei malcheihem. Yisrael is korav l'malchus and he has to go to ceremonies of the king. V'chayo lo gnai lifi shelo yidmelehen. Whereas it's not going to be comfortable if you look too different than the king. Reza muta lu bosh b'mal b'sheyen. You can wear the goyish garb, and you could take the haircut like they did. And if you look in Halacha Aleph of the Rambam says, "Ein holchi b'chukos." He talks about that. And the end he says, V'chol ha'osa achas mi'elu v'chayotze behen loke. So it's mamash achi of Malkus. That is, we don't think of it, normally we think V'chol ha'osayim, don't goyish, we don't view it as, it's like the same chomer of eating treif. Mamash the same chomer of eating treif. Eat treif, you get chayv malchus. You violate b'chuk hosein, you also get malchus. So the Gemara tells us an unbelievable thing. The Gemara tells us on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, page 1, Amasab perkumi harezim edake amori avtulmus baruven itirul amasab perkumi neshu karv l'malchus. So they were mad to him, he's Karav L'Malchus. So that means, and this is Gemara Sota as well, also says the same thing. Misaper Kumi. So it comes out an unbelievable thing that the Rabbanim were Matir and Issa Daraisa for Karav L'Malchus. Issa Daraisa. Alav Daraisa. for being karav le malchus. Now, if you take a look at the Smag points out that in addition to the lav of the Chusayim, take a look on page 6. So Shalom Alechas B'chukas Akum Lo B'malbusheim V'lo B'minhageim Shenema V'lo Sochu B'chukas Akum V'nema B'chukasim Lo Selechu V'nema Hashem Elokha Pen Nokish Elohim Hakol B'inin Echad U'Ma'aseh Sheyisrael Muvdolim Min Ha'akum. Israel has to be different than the Goyim B'malbush B'minag B'dibor. You know, you have to have different Malbushim, and you know, it's unbelievable in the community. There's so many things that creep in. You know, we think we're insular. We're not insular. We live in Golos. We're affected. We're affected how we think. You know, we're affected how we dress. It permeates the Orthodox community. All types of thoughts. Feminism is comes from that. All types of things that have infiltrated the Orthodox community comes from this, and comes from the Goyim. So we have to be mavdil. So same, and the pasuk says, "V'chein hu omer va'avdil eschem min ha'amim." In other words, besides the other pasuk, same lo solechu, there's the pasuk that he quotes here in Kedoshim. V'isam liv Kedoshim, ki Kedoshani Hashem va'avdil eschem. Min ha'amim liyos li. That doesn't mean we shouldn't act nice to goyim, and there are very a lot of beautiful, respectable goyim who we should respect. But there's still a difference, you know, that we don't, you know, there's a difference, there's a distance, you know. It's very important to. There are a lot of goyim that are very fine, nice people. I know they have some in my building, even very fine, people. But still, there are differences, and we have to be mavdil bein ha'amim, and we have Allah b'chu haseim lo seilechu. And nonetheless, says the Smag, the Yisrael sheyakarv lemalchus etzarich leishiv lefnei b'chaim, hare misna miktsas. Him in Hagim. In other words, he could do a little bit of their Minhagim. So it's interesting, there's a Sefer Rabbi Tuchman was selling a couple of years ago on Chukas Akum, my fellow who wrote a Sefer on Chukas Akum. So he just quotes the Smag on page 15, and he says, the Lashon. In other words, you could do some of their minhagim if you need to be karv l'malchus. So he wants to explain, based on the Shur Arugas Habosam, that Ram says Yisrael has to be moved al ben ha'amim. Can he the nogubo mishum toralus hakavod? But still, you have to be moved al. So that's why he uses the lashon. Mixus, I mean, it's the totally. In other words, there's a lot of chukusay lo selechu, and there's he explains the he's explaining what the aruga sabosa means. But then there's still a mitzvah of avdil eschem min ha'amim, so you have to be nikur. So even if technically you didn't violate the lav, because you have a heter, we'll have to see what the heter is. But there still has to be some havdalah, so you can't be totally like the goyim. In certain times there could be heterim. For mixus dvar, but that there still has to be that havdalah. So that's how he's explaining the aruga sabosa. I can't hear you. Yeah. Loud. Vuya Rogil Kadashka Vigila.
Make it sound like this is not.
Oh, so we'll have to see. Yes, we'll have to see. The Rabbanim. Yeah. So now we obviously make it much easier. Yeah. Well, so this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see. We'll get back to Rabbi Tuchman's point shortly. In Shulchan Aruch, on page 9, the Mechaber brings this halacha. Kufay Ches Beis. Mishu Karv L'Malchus V'Tzarech Lilbush B'Malbushayim V'Ladamus Lehem Mutter Bakol. Somebody that's Karv L'Malchus and he has to dress like them is Mutter. Here he's using Lashon Mutter Bakol. It's a nice Lashon that, you know, that whole diuk with this. Okay. Now, there's a famous Beis Yosef on this topic. In other words, the Beis Yosef deals with the question of what right do we have to violate an Issa D'Oraisa, assuming that it's an Issa D'Oraisa, what right do we have to violate a Lav D'Oraisa B'chukoseyem Mishum Karav L'Malchus?
So where does Karav L'Malchus come from?
Well, that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma.
Oh, right. Okay. Is that based on the Pasuk?
No. So take a look on page 8, please. In the Beis Yosef on the right side, you see where I put the arrow base. So go a little further down where it says Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar came in Dimidaraisa Asiri Hanachmili Patinsmi Daraisa. The Beis Yosef is assuming it's a Dindaraisa, the Chukusei. Like, meaning these Isurim that were matter are dinim daraisa. Umilka nami loki alayu, and you get malchus for it. It's not just nami lav. It's a lav daraisa. Hecha yakoch biachachomim lahatir isa Torah mikrovi hamalchus. Right? How can chachom? Because usually we say yeshkoch biachachom lakor dover b'shev altasa sometimes. You can make a thing not to blow shofar b'Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. But Yesh lomar d'mishum atzolos Yisrael yesh koch b'yodim l'hater d'keshe yesh Yisraelim krovim l'malchus omdim b'peretz levatel hagzeres. So he says the heter is like a pikuach nefesh type of heter. In other words, it's always good to have Jews up there, you know, rubbing shoulders with the, with the presidents, and you know, you have Jews. There are Jews that have close knit relationships with, you know. So it's a good thing. You never know what's going to happen, you know. Things that we need the president to be on. The president is a very, you know, president of the United States is a very powerful position. So Mishum Hatzolus Yisrael. Yes, Rabbi Reuven Bar Asked live Maseches Meila. So that's one answer he gives. For Od Yesh Lomar. And the other answer that he gives, Shatora lo pirsha dover elastoma. In other words, the Torah didn't say specifically, don't cut. It just said a general statement, b'chukoseim lo seilecho. It didn't say, aser l'saper kumi. Aser, it's a general statement. V'kosa b'chukoseim lo seilecho. U'masra dover l'chachamim. And in other words, this is a famous statement. Mesor ha'kosa l'chachamim. Sometimes the Torah will be vague and leaves it up to the Chachamim to give the details. It's most famous in Chol HaMoed, where the Gemara says that. that the Chol HaMoed, it doesn't, there's an issur malacha during Chol HaMoed, and the Torah doesn't tell us, it's vague. So Masar Nachas L'Chamim to decide what's mutter, what's asur. Now David Cohen, in one of his farm, he has a whole conscious of Masar Nachas L'Chamim. There was a list of all the different cases that he found in Rishonim and Achronim and Kol HaTorah Kula of Masar Nachas L'Chamim. Most of us know Halach and Chol HaMoed, and he has a bunch more. Like he wrote the thing on the Taz HaYadua, and so he has these lists of interesting topics. And then he has this vast bekiyus from different things. So here, the Torah never says specifically, don't cut your hair in a certain way. It says b'chusei mochusalechu, and left it up to the chachamim to decide what's asur and what's mutter. So they decided that v'heim asur dvar meilu l'shar b'nei adam v'loro l'asram l'krovim l'malchus v'korad b'chusei mochusalechu yizkayim b'krovim malchus b'dvar m'sh'enam ma'alim v'lo meridin l'inyin korvasam l'malchus. Whereas when do we say that the Torah, the Chachamim can't go against the law of the Torah? If the Torah says, don't eat treif, now you're going to eat treif, even if it's somehow going to help in the Karv L'Malchus, they couldn't do that. But here the Torah just says a general statement. So you can't mivatal the law of the Torah. You have to have some explanation of how to do the law of the Torah. So, but as long as you're not going head on with a lav in the Torah, says b'chusem lo selechu. So the Chiddush, where did I see this in one of the Sfarim, is even though this same thing is also for some other people, but for this person, the Chachamim didn't ask. Because the Chachamim were given the license to define the psukim of the Torah, especially when the psukim are vague, and we don't know what it means, b'chukusem lo selechu, it's very vague, don't go in their ways. What does that mean? Practical. So they said, it means don't get the haircuts like them, don't wear the... So they took it that way. So those are the two teirutzim of the Beis Yosef. Either that it's Chorov l'chatzolos klal Yisrael, or this other thing. Yeah. Okay, you want to say a chutzre verdu? Okay, maybe.
According to the first answer, Rachel just means the government, or means specifically the head of the government, like in U.S. system, being in front of the president can work by itself. You have to also go to Congress, you know, like with such a system as opposed to, but at the same time, no one person can affect, could create, you know,
but the president still has a lot of power to make decisions and things like that.
Right, but at the same time, like it seems in the first answer that the sinner should be called Nefesh.
Yeah, in other words, the first answer is Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, it was Mutter. Second answer is, even without that, the Masar Nachas L'Chachamim.
So, but according to the first answer, would that be extended to, let's say, like, some congressman?
We'll see.
Or is
maybe
it just the head of the government?
It depends. If there can be Hatzolos Klal Yisrael from someone else, then maybe there's what to say for that too. Then there's a Bach. The Bach gives an answer. Rises of Perak Meruba, Sof Sota, Hiksha, Beis Yosef, Kevin Deloka, Echad Me'elu, Im Kemi Doraisa, Asiri, Hecha Yuchachamim, Matirin Isser, Shol Torah, Lukrovi Malchus. Okay, Shlomo Shimatzol Israel. Okay, the Linira, now he gives his own answer. The Leka Hachakusha, the Loshan of Chusem Loshilechu, Lomashma, El Sharotza, Lestamus, Filinho Kemoisim. Whereas a person who really wants to look like a goy. There are people like that. They want to look goyish. They want to look like what society people look like. Shenira Shemoda Ladosim, Kloshan Safi. They're wearing this color shirts. I want to wear this color shirts. But if you really, it's not like you really want to be like that. You want to just look dressed like the guy, not because you want to be like the guy. You want to dress like the guy, so there should be a comfort level between when you buy the president. There shouldn't be that barrier, that uncomfortability. So therefore you have to look like him, not because you want to be like him. He doesn't want that the comfort level should be okay. So then that's not b'chukos seim lo selechu. Yeah, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
Would that only apply to
Malchus,
or would that apply to everybody?
Also Torah, so that's what the law, yeah, so what Ellie is saying is that this is not, according to this, is not necessarily a din in Malchus. It's a din that the law itself is said only when you want to be Nidamela. Yeah, according to Lachar, there's not a din in, because this is saying that the law was only said in a case where I want to be like, I want to be like you. I want to be like the average Joe in the street. But say you have a situation where it's not the president, you're just meeting with somebody, and you know there's going to be he's going to be very uncomfortable if you're dressing a certain way. So maybe the Bach would say, you could dress like him, not because you want to be like him, but you just want to mitigate the situation that there shouldn't be a uncomfort zone, you know. Right. So he's saying that's only because you want to be like them. In other words, you shouldn't want to be like them for the sake of being like them. But if you just want to be like them for the sake that there shouldn't be a discomfort level, so the Bach is saying that that would be okay.
This hetzer is all of them. But this hetzer means, like, is it also like which din of the same hetzer is talking about? Like, we don't have to have to address, let's say, going into their, you know, sure, I could supply the one.
Okay, so we have to wait. So we're not up to it yet. Oh. And then there's a Darkei Tshuva on page 10. It says, "Ein beis Yosef shechosav d'vod din shar dvarim she'osu mishum chukos ha'akum." And there, the Alzeh Samchu B'Kushd the Nichbedei Oretz Hadichdosiv Yotzim B'Pischei Asorim Shenolim Olam Lirukim U'Nichnosim Adumim Kimo HaShuolim U'Megalkim Midei Shavu V'Shavu Gam B'Mih Omer Kim Shigdai Olam Lichdos Lufdeim B'Menolim U'Nichnosim Shal Shar Gvonim Tel Shamol Shum Shai Yisrael. Because if it's a case that you're going to feel uncomfortable in a certain dress, so you could wear the dress that's more goyish. It's a tzuvchein legalech b'mei ha'omer. So, you're going to drink sphere. That's okay. Because you feel like you're going to go, you're not going to feel comfortable. Aval legalech ha'zokon. But say to mamish, take a razor and to shave. Einu b'chal had to zeh. Because iser gilua chazokin hum furish b'torah. Sif vazikonum lo yigalechu. Well, hani shein isur rak b'drabonim ke avdar min hein omru fe hein omru. Because they can't be just matir and iser daraisa, so you should feel comfortable. by Chukas Akum, say the way the Bach learned, that's, he somehow learned that was the Gedera Isser. But by, say, Peyas HaZokon, you can't just say, well, I'm going to shave my beard, so, you know, those days, say, before they had the maybe ways that perhaps are okay to do, perhaps. But, so you say, no, I have to meet with the government official, so I'm going to take a razor and shave my beard off to violate a law. So he says, no, that's Mefurish B'Torah, that you can't do. No, not necessarily. I don't know, it could be there was still a little bit there, you know. Because it was much of the Gemara, the Rambam, that it was only remated the sister of Bechuk Hoseim. And then the question is why? Why are you remated that? So the Beis Yosef says, Mishum Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. Or because it's not the Furish Bekros, I'm Son of Kosovo Chachamim. And it's interesting, like Rabbi Amram points out, the Rambam says the Isser of, on page 11, the Isser of Peyas HaRosh and Peyas HaZokon says, Ein Megalchim Posei HaRosh Kimo Shehayu Osim Ovdei Kochavim. Says that's what the goyim. In other words, that also is a form of Bechuk Hoseim. And there's a famous comment in the Torah. The famous comment in the Torah, where the Torah writes on page 12, Hakavas Harosh Vaschoshos Hazokan Kerem Beil Kosev Aramim Shoson Hakosev Nei Shosin Kain Ovdei Avodah Zarah Mekum Reim. Because that's what of the Avodah Zarah do. Akan. So the Rambam says that the whole halacha of Pas HaRosh and Pas HaZokon is that's what the Goyish, the Galach, that's the word, Galach. It's called a Galach. Why? Because he would shave his that's why it's called a Galach. That's Gufa. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's called Galach. So the Torah writes, "V'zeh einu mufurish, ve'ein anu tzrichim levakesh tam lemitzvos, ki mitzvos melechem aleinu afim lo neida tamim." So the Torah gets a little like upset with the Rambam. He says, "You know, okay, you're giving reasons, and we don't need reasons. You know, we do the Torah, even though we don't know the reasons, and that's it." So the Bach has a comment on page 12. So he quotes this tour. Says, "Who were the fishes? Well, a Rav Shakacha Yosim Kumre Avodah Zarah Shi Megalchem Saw Hatzdoim Levad." In other words, he's saying he wants to explain the Rambam. Because what's the Rambam's point? And then the Torah gets upset. So he writes, he says, "On the Sefer Minyan Mitzvahs, the Minyan Mitzvahs of the Rambam, Lamed Ches." I'm reading in the Bach now. The first word on the line is Lamed Ches. Simon Mem Gimel Mavur Delfishet is Bar La Rav Shekacha You Osim Kumrei Avodah Zarah Shemegalchem Soar Hatzdoim Levad. In other words, the Avodah Zarah, this part of it here. See? On the sides, they would megaleach, which you're not allowed to. Hevi midaito, kigamza osro akochel gadeshon loyleach bechukos agoyim, kisovus kaka gadidu street of the domain. Neze hutzruchu levayer, the hakofas kol harosh mo hakofa. In other words, that's what the goyim used to do. But the question is, what if you shave your whole head? That's the machlokas of the Gemara, is not a violation. It was only a violation when you keep the hair and you just made it short, the sideburns. So that's the question, whether hakafas kol harosh is shmo hakafa. So that's what he means to say, that because if you think it's only based on what the goyim did, the goyim didn't do hakafas kol harosh, so maybe hakafas kol harosh is not us. So therefore, comes the Torah and says no. There's a separate issue, even besides the Chukosein, there's an issue of Giluach Pasarosh. He says, "We save a minyan mitzvah, Simon Mem Gimel." And he's quoting that from the Rambam. So that's why you need a separate issue. And Rabbi Elman pointed out to Taz on page 14. Zelosh haTorah kosev Rambam shalosh haKosev neshoshin kain over the kachavim zeinu mufurish veinon nutzichim tam mitzvus. There's a holakim of Rambam. The Rambam told din zev over the avodas kachavim shu chok shulhem. You can't use from heter mishum shalom malchus. Zechas of a tour, the enum furish is a yem mishum kukos agoyim. Don't say the head of mishum shalom malchus, el abisur mishum kukos agoyim. Says the tour says you can't say that the din of pasarosh is a din of kukos akum. It's a separate love. Who knows what the reason is? And he says furthermore, if it really was for that reason, there should be a heter mishum shlo malchus to shave off your payas. And that we don't find, that's where we break right down. That's the Torah leaves Ram, and the Surah Mekami Mitzvah, Kol Sheinu, Yodim Matam, Tasa Shalom, Shato Yachshav, Kein, Vidas Ram. Okay. Okay, so that's the Yisodas here. So the question that they were raised, I'm not going to go through all these English arguments, you can read it on your own time. But the question is whether, is there a heter for a rabbinic figure to go in to go into the church, mishum karv, some type of karv l'malchus nika heter, or not? And Rabbi Broid was taking the approach that it was mutter, and Rabbi Am was taking the approach that it's aser. So Rabbi Am was saying, "Oh, you know, they only mattered the chukosayin," and Rabbi Broid was making it more global heter. But see, it could be, as I was speaking to Rabbi Berger this morning, that all the isurim that we have by going into a church are less isurim than b'chukoseim, because b'chukoseim is a lav d'oraisa that has malchus. The other things, namely isur hanah, we know doesn't have malchus, and marasayin doesn't have malchus, And Harchek Me'aleh Darkecha, Pasuk in Mishle, doesn't have Malchus. So it's true what Rabbi Amram was saying, that these Heterim in the Beis Yosef, in the Bach, were only talking about the Chosayim, but that doesn't preclude, as Rabbi Berger was also saying, doesn't preclude the possibility that something, especially on a lower level, Chomer HaYisr, could have sometimes Heterim of Karavla Malchus, if the Isser is only, you know, the Isser Hanoah, or the, you know, unless you say, like at Rose Point, that was Mamish, a service that was going on, and maybe that's some type of Abizrayu Davar Zara, I don't know, but from the perspective of the actual Isser to go in. So, so we're not here to come to a conclusion to Paskin of this Shiloh, whether it's not a Shiloh we get every day, you know, whether to discuss whether he did, or the Rebbe Luxton did right or wrong. But it's not a Dover Pashut that it was. You know, again, I'm not saying if he would have asked me what I would have told him, but I'm not saying it l'halacha here. But even if Rabbi Amram is right, that, which he is, that the Beis Yosef is talking about the Chukosayin, that doesn't necessarily mean that if there's some type of Tzorach Gadol, that there could be other Heterim on, especially if the Isser is less than the Chukosayin, like not even a Lav Sheyesh Bo Malchus, as Rabbi Tuchman said yesterday, that he feels that the Truvas Harash was not only a heter of so that someone's trying to kill you, even in other words, and therefore, like what Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yagid said over Rav Soloveitchik, that it's that we only find this heter, like Rabbi Amram was saying, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there couldn't be any other heterim, and especially like Rabbi Berger said, if the Svar of Hatzalus Klal Yisrael is really Shayach, which is like Rabbi Broy claims it is. It's hard to know, you know, what impact it would have, or what you know, how many favors will he owe him, so to speak, that he was there, and how that could help the Jewish community sometime down the line. It's not a simple thing, you know. If it's Abizrayu Davodah Zarah Mela, but we're assuming that it's not Abizrayu Davodah Zarah, because we say that the Rosh, as Rabbi Berger was pointing out, that the Rosh permitted to go in to save your life, and we don't say, oh, Yarek Val Yavor, so you gotta get killed and not go in. We don't say that. So, so that Rabbi Yaman discusses, it's not so Pasha who is Krovi Lamachas, but as Rabbi Broy points out, like Rabbi Berger said, there were other Rabbanim throughout the generations who did go in to, you know, for these, you know, in certain, you know, unique situations of Malchus and things like that. But you could read the whole give and take between Rabbi Alman and Rabbi Broyd and from the Chakira journal, which I included here in the packet. I don't want to have to read the whole thing to you now, but yeah. Well, Karvel Malchus means you have a connection to the Malchus, and your relationship with the Malchus could be beneficial for the Jewish people. Now, as Rabbi Alman was saying, Rabbi Broy, this question, who's considered Karvel Malchus? I certainly am not Karvel Malchus. But there are some Rabbanim who had connections with presidential figures, and we still have these type of connections, and you know, again, going into a church shouldn't be taken lightly, because it's you know, it's mamish the core of our Yiddishkeit is our, that we, you know, Isser Avodah Zarah, and you know, I don't think in a normal situation is, but you know, there's a lot to discuss in this in the Shaila based on whether this heter of Karv L'Malchus, which we matted from the Poseim, whether we can matter for that as not. As one could say, as I said, that even though, like Rabbi Yamu say, the Beis Yosef and Bach are only talking about B'Kurseyan, but L'maisa, all the Yisurim that we mentioned yesterday of Yisur Hanah and Marisayan and Charcheg Me'alecha are lower Yisurim than the Yisur of B'chuk Hussein we actually get Malchus from. Yeah. Okay, so I leave you the whole discussion, the give and take in the article. I think we do have a minion today, so I'm excited about that. So if you please stay, we can have a mincha with a minion here. That's always a nice thing. And okay. Bez Hashem on Monday, we'll have regular shiur. I'm going to be out of town on Sunday. She can be back, and we'll have regular shiur at 1 o'clock. Now we're going to have Mifflin right now. Okay, let's get ready for Mifflin.